You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. How are you? How have you survived the holidays? Well, I've had a big one, haven't I? Had a brand annual break between Christmas and New Year. All went rather quickly, but all nice, all good fun. Hope you're all keeping safe and you're all back with us this morning. I keep wanting to say Monday and I keep wanting to say 2023 as well. But it's not. It's Tuesday. It is the 2nd of January. The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Smoothest place on your radio dial. A quick birthday for today, 2nd of January. If you're a science fiction fan, you'll probably recognise this name. It's Isaac Asimov, who was born on this day. The year was 1920. He was an American author, best known for his works of science fiction and for its popular science books. Now, he, among with Robert A. Heinlein and Arthur C. Clarke, was considered one of the big three science fiction writers during his lifetime. Asimov's most famous work is called the Foundation series. So, there we go.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Hold tight. We're going up tonight.
There goes one of the tracks off of the latest Dance Macabre album, and that comes from Duran Duran. Yeah, the latest album that was released in October of last year. That particular track was called Black Moonlight. What have we got for you? What are we bringing you in for the new year? By the way, very happy new year to each and every one of you. Thank you all for your wonderful wishes over the Christmas and New Year. Like, just after Christmas, where the hell are you? Oh, we've got a couple of those. Where are you? What's happened? When are you coming back? Anyway, we're back and we're ready. We're batteries recharged and fit for another year.
You can't come in. You can't come in.
Hey!
ago, taking a trip back what was that, 1974, I think, was it around that at that time, Roll Away the Stone, and it was a song written by Ian Hunter, recorded there by the English band Mott the Hoople, and released as a single on the CBS label, and the first version before Mick Rouse left the band, in actual fact, and he plays lead guitar, and one of the Thunder Thighs had the bridge voice. Must find out what they're. November 1973. I wasn't far off there, was I? I said 1974. Taking us to our shower song of this morning. This is Viola Wills. It's originally a nice ballad called If You Could Read My Mind. If You Could Read My Mind, and that is Viola Wells. Right, I'll tell you what we're going to do now. We are going to do, as I threatened, just as we started that one, get you in the shower and on your way through, because you're going to say, yes, we're all going back to work. I still think this week may be fairly quiet because people begin taking their holidays, no guests, be taking an extra hour or so, and why not? Here's one that got a play the other night. Detroit Emeralds. Feel the need in me.
See how I'm walking. See how I'm talking. Notice everything in me. Feel the need. Oh, feel the need in me. I need you by my side to be my guide. Can't you see my arms are open wide? Feel the need, oh feel the need in me.
I need your love.
Every day I need it, every day I want it. Without your sweet, sweet love I'd rather die.
I need your love.
I need it constantly, your love takes care of me. Your love is better to me than apple pie. Your hands in mine, love me all the time to prove you will plainly see. Feel the need, oh, feel.
Can't you see my arms are open wide? Feel the need, oh, feel it, feel the need in me.
I need your love.
Every day I need
love.
It, every day I want
love.
It. Without your sweet, sweet love, I'd ever die.
I need your love.
I need it constantly.
Love.
Your love takes care of me.
Love.
Your love is better to me than cherry pie.
Go, yes, in the shower with you this morning, the Detroit Emeralds, and feel the need in me. And time-wise, we're 19 and almost 19 and a half after the hour of 7 o'clock. So off you go to wherever it is you're going this morning. How you feeling? Takes a couple of days to get over New Year, wasn't it? I tell you what, I did something I didn't do for a long time, and that's sort of come home, rolling home about 4 o'clock in the morning. Not used to that. Getting past those times, we had a great time. Big thanks to our host, Dinah. We're in Casco. I'll tell you all about the New Year's in Casco in a few minutes. But one of the things we did do a lot of, what did we do?
Boogie. Boogie down, baby. Ooh, boogie.
Indeed, we did quite a bit of boogieing down on Sunday night. By the way, that was weird, wasn't it? Sunday, don't know, the weekend sort of was rather strange to having New Year's Eve on a Sunday. And I tell you what, We're back to our usual bits and pieces. We're going to be looking at some of the international news in around about 7 or 8 minutes' time. Top of the hour, 8 and 9 o'clock, some local news. I tell you what, if you really want to sum up the year 2023 here in Panama, I mean, that was Christmas Eve, wasn't it? Christmas Eve in Panama, and most of the country ends up without electricity. So I think it was about 4 or 5 hours, wasn't it? We've got bakers that couldn't bake. We've got ladies and gentlemen who couldn't cook their meals. But that was 1923, which it was. 2023 for you. I don't know what 24 holds for us to you. Wonderland, that's Eartha Kitt and fire. 28 minutes right now, that's after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. And let's see, well, today is Tuesday, and keep wanting to say Monday, but no, it's not, it's Tuesday. And as we go through the week, we've already sort of checked in, and we know that all been well. Andreas is going to be with us tomorrow morning in the 8 o'clock hour, and on Thursday we're going to have Alex in, talking about, I think it's CES, the new... The new sort of expo they have for tech. And also on Thursday, do make sure you tune in the 9 o'clock hour, because it's that time of the year, isn't it? What happens in January? Come on, it's the Jazz Festival. Yep, and we've got Danilo Perez, the man himself, is coming in to chat with us on Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour. And then Friday, gonna go and have a lie down. We'll be... It's back to the normal things on Friday with what, where and when. We will be checking in, of course, as we do daily with Ingrid. So we'll be doing all that, and of course with Yasmin as well, chatting. She's here with us. Had a great new year. As for right now, though...
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Thank you.
ago, a remastered version of Pat Benatar, Fire and Ice. And before that one, a lovely song, comes from Lauren Wood, and it was just simply called Fallen. Time on the Breakfast Show, we are 8 minutes away from the hour of 8 o'clock. So I mentioned we had a little message on our WhatsApp here, a voice message. It's always great, haven't heard from Valerie for such a long, long time.
Hello, 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 Mr. Jerry. Hi, good morning. This is Valerie. Called to wish you a happy, happy new year, Mr. Jerry. How are you doing? And a happy, happy new year to the listeners on your radio station and all working around. I wish you all the best for the new year that we are into. 2024, I hope everybody are doing well. And we all wish ourselves a happy, happy new year. Be good, Mr. Jerry. Take care. Bless your radio station here and there. God bless you. Take care. Could you play a song by Whitney Houston for me? May God bless you and keep you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, Mr. Jerry. God bless.
Oh, lovely. Thank you so much for those good wishes, Valerie. As I say, always lovely to hear from you. Hope you're doing well. Let's wish you plenty of good health and happiness in 2024. Here's one from Whitney Houston for you. I'm Every Woman.
Whatever you want, whatever you need, anything you want done, baby.
It's not
up. It's called I'm Every Woman. It comes from Whitney Houston, going out to Valerie and all the family. Lovely to hear from you, Valerie. You sound great.
Okay.
Take us up the top of the hour. It's a new one from Dua Lipa. Houdini.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
I've ever logged on. It comes from T-Rex, Metal Guru. It sounds like Mary the Lou, doesn't it? Mary Lou. There we go. I think we've got a new theme tune for you, Mary Lou. Time on the Breakfast Show, 15 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's show. Good morning to Christopher. Christopher's just dropped us a line. Good morning, Jerry D. Happy and healthy new year. Thank you very much, Christopher, and the same to you as well. And I'll tell you what, the one we need to put first is health. It's the most important thing we have. So wishing every single one of you a healthy and a happy 2024. So thanks again, Christopher, and lovely to hear from you as always. And now let me see what we got. Oh, in about 10 minutes time, we'll see if we got Ingrid, see what she's been up to over the last about a week or so, I guess, isn't it, for us?
We used to drive to the ocean, lie by the waves, bathe in the moment. Now I'm alone, I pray for rain to come, take me away. Away from the hills full of promise, streets full of pain, even in winter. Bright sunny days, I pray for rain to come. Oh, but it never does. I gotta get out.
That was one of those tracks. I was doing some trade training, listening to BBC Radio 2 over the holidays, and that track was played. I fell in love with it straight away. It comes from Lizzie, and it's just called No California. Hope you enjoyed that as well. This is the Flaming Groovies. That's just about sums up all our TBS listeners, isn't it? We're all the Flaming Groovies here. You Tore Me Down is what it's called.
Tonight
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Happy New Year to you. Wow, we are already 2024. Can you imagine? The last day of 12/31/23 was 1-2-3-1-2-3. I just thought it was very cool. I just kept looking at that. I thought that was so smart. Happy New Year. Well, we've been having quite a bit of rain up here in El Valle. I'm happy to say it's quite chilly, and everything is turning green again. So I think we've pushed back the dry season a little bit, just having some sporadic rain, but it is beautiful. Everything is so green. You can hear the water trickling down off the different plants and whatnot. Yeah, it's very calm, very sweet, very delicious. So this year, I've learned a long time ago making New Year's resolutions really didn't work. If you really want to change, you have to do something for 21 days. If you do it for 21 days, then it becomes a habit. And once it's a habit, then you'll keep it. But if you make a resolution like, oh, I'm going to lose weight, or I'm going to exercise, or I'm going to quit smoking, or any of those things, I wish you the best of luck. I've never been good with resolutions. I've always been good with take it for 21 days and see what happens. All right, so the kitty cats are outside. They're all happy. Chelsea enjoyed the new year. I'm surprised she wasn't more upset with the fireworks, but she had been exposed to fireworks when we would travel into the city for different holidays. So when they happened out here, she wasn't upset. She didn't bark until the big boom. Once that big boom came, then she was rah, 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 rah. But other than that, she was pretty calm. I hope everybody else out there who has dogs, four-legged friends, were able to keep them calm during that salacious, enormously large explosions of fireworks. As I noticed some videos, everybody around Panama City, and were firing them off. And up here, of course, they were too, but they only lasted about 20 minutes and then were pretty lucky. All right, welcome to the new year. Welcome back, Jerry. Welcome back, Yaz. And welcome back, listeners. And until next time, back to you in the studio.
Yeah.
stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all. With a hell of a shout, it's out,
brothers, out.
And the rise of the factories fall.
Oh, you don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't.
The company spies, and I don't get fooled by the factory rules, cause I always read between the lines, and I always get my way, if I strike for higher pay. When I show my card to the Scotland Yard, and this is what I say,
that one. That's the Straws and part of the union. I guess that's a song that the Scottish hope they won't be singing for too long. Anyway, love that. Before that, Olivia Newton-John and her version of Country Roads. That one liked especially by Mary Lou. She liked that one a lot. So it is a lovely version, because the one we do know well is John Denver's. Let's say a very good morning to Rowena and Phil. They dropped a line on our WhatsApp. By the way, if you want to join us on WhatsApp, it's easy. The number is nice and easy, 677-188, and then 22. So 677-188-22. Always love to hear from you. And you can join in just by dropping a little note on that number, 677-188-22. Anyway, Rowena and Phil, the drop sign, says, Happy New Year, everybody. Jerry and Neil, nice New Year's Eve's pics. Yes, we put some pictures of our New Year on Facebook. Actually, that is my sort of New Year's resolution. I've decided I'm going to try and do more Facebook posts. Because I've sort of worked it out, really, with all the people that come through the studio. I've got a fairly interesting life I can put up there. It's just discipline, isn't it, really? Like with any of these, as Ingrid was saying, any of these New Year's resolutions, you've got to really try until it becomes a habit. Anyway, Rowena and Phil say, we couldn't stay up late because we left for Cancun early yesterday. We're in Puerto Morales again, near Cancun, for 3 months. We're at the same time as you. Hooray, yes, that must be nice, being up there when you've been sort of right behind us. No more listening at 5 a.m. Well, at least not for a while. Rowena and Phil, thank you so much for that, Rowena and Phil. Great to hear you. And enjoy your vacations there. I know you're going to be there for quite a while. Hope you're going to have a chance to pop up and come and visit us here in Panama. We'll get you here in the studio.
feel so good. You're lying here next to me. Oh, what a groove. You have no idea how it feels. My hands just won't keep still. I love you, baby.
Indeed, Barry White, and I'm Gonna Love You Just a Little Bit More, Baby, and written and produced by Barry White, as well as recorded as well, released in the spring of 1973. It was the first single from his 1973 debut album, I've Got So Much to Give. The song was a number one hit in the US R&B chart for 2 weeks, peaked at number three on the Billboard Pop Singles Chart, and reached number 23 on the UK Singles Chart. The single was also certified gold by the RIAA for sales of 1 million copies. Yes, Barry White. What a man he was. Now, when I was looking at birthdays for today from Neil, he sends us in. By the way, Neil is here in Panama. Good morning, Neil, if you're awake. Might be a little bit early. he's here with us. He's going to be in the country for a couple of months, then he's got to go back and look after Mum. Now, birthdays today, 2nd of January, back in the year 1886. Now, I was thinking of using this one to open the program this morning, but then when I took a good look at it, I realized it was too long. Florence Lawrence. That's a good name. Florence Lawrence was born on this date. The year was 1886. Canadian silent film actress, often referred to as the first movie star. Now, appearing in more than 270 films for various motion picture companies, she was also an inventor. Now, this is amazing. She's invented the first turn signal, a device attached to a motor vehicle's rear fender, dubbed as the auto signaling arm. Now, when a driver pressed a button on an arm, an arm then raised a lowered little sign attached, indicating the direction of the intended turn. How about that then? So following this, she went off and developed a brake signal based on the same concept, where an arm with a signal reading stop was raised whenever the driver stepped on the brake pedal. However, Lawrence's inventions were not patented. Silly Girl and others in the rapidly expanding auto industry developed their own versions. I thought, what record could we play for Florence Lawrence?
If you do want me, give me your decision. If you don't want me, don't leave me on the money. If you need me, show me that you love. You should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, just show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, just show me that you're mine, girl.
Some kind of sign, girl. And she did as well, yes, to Florence Lawrence. I tell you what, I mean, oh, how stupid, not sort of patenting them. But I remember my first car was a little split-screen Morris Minor, which I had as my first car. It had a little four-cylinder side valve engine, and you couldn't really sort of speed in that car, which is probably why my father bought it for me. It wasn't new. It was relatively old. In those days, you just take the engine out, put it on the kitchen table and break it down and clean it up and put it back again. What I do remember is it had one of these semaphore arms. It was built into the sort of pillar between the front and the back doors. And when you wanted to turn, you had like a little switch. You turned it left or right. And if you want to turn left, you turned it left, and a little arm would pop up. It was like an orange, and it had a light in it as well, so people could see it. But of course, it worked on a solenoid. And eventually, of course, the solenoid wouldn't work. And you'd be driving along, banging the side of the car with your fist until it came out. So there we go. Those were the days. Those were days when you could actually fix your car. If you had problems with your water pump or whatever, what you did, you just unbolted it, cleaned it up, put in new gaskets, new seals, etc., etc., and put it back again. Now you go in and say, oh, off this horror server, what's the problem? It's the water pump. Oh, dear. What do I need to do? Well, sir, there's only one thing you can do. You've got to buy a new engine.
Oh, no!
Show with Jerry D.
Two in a row, Pet Shop Boys and My October Symphony was the first of them. This one I do like, it's by Leisure, it's called Lonely Nights. This is Troy Sivan, 17.
I think you want to break. Got something here to lose that I think you want to take from me. You say that I'm asleep, but I want to be awake. Got something here to lose that I know you want to take. And he said age is just a number, just like any other. We can do whatever you want. Boy becomes a man now, can tell a man to slow down. He'll just do whatever he wants.
I went looking for love when I was 17. Maybe a little too young, but it was with me. And in the heat of the night, saw things I've never seen. Oh, 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 oh. 17. You should know I'm green, but I'll find my way around. But the whispers now, let's see what all the talk's about. Taking in the sights and measuring the sounds. Heard the whispers now, let's see what all the talk's about. And he said age is just a number, just like any other. We can do whatever you want. Boy becomes a man now, can tell a man to slow down. He'll just do whatever he wants.
I went on looking for love when I was 17. Maybe a little too young, but it was really me. And in the heat of the night, saw things I've never seen.
Troy Sivan and a song called 17. I tell you what, I can just about remember. I think that I was 17 once. 17, I'd already joined the Air Force. Keep an eye on the time. We're 6 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you missed the news at 8, we've got it again for you at night. Going to be chatting with Yasmin in the last hour of this morning's program as well, of course.
Must understand. Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl while possess a track. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than.
What's love got to do?
that calls to me. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that is. But whatever the reason, you do it for me.
To do with it, Tina Turner, sadly no longer with us, passed away last year, one of the many artists that passed away last year, May the 24th of last year, as she passed away. She was in a place called Konstadt in Zurich in Switzerland. Greatly missed. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're about just after three and a half, that's before the hour of... That's before the hour of 9 o'clock. After this one from the Libertines, which is Run, Run, Run. Well, we're going to catch you up on the local news.
It's a lifelong project of a life on the lash. I've forgotten how to care, but I'll remember for cash. It's my party, and I'll cry if I want to. Light the fuse, sing the blues, I can die if I want to. Tonight we're going to bring tomorrow's happiness. Gonna live like it's the end. I love you to death. But I must suggest you better run, 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 boy, faster than the past, through the looking glass. If you want the night to last, you better run, 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 boy, faster than the past, through the looking glass. If you want the night to last. I've handed a fan, still knows the streets of Canada like the back of his hand. He's an old time lover and a marathon man, up with the strength of a thousand men. He's a nightmare hangover, he's a one night stand. He can eat more chicken any man in the land. Well, I've given up caring for happiness. When his heart gives out, it's when I'm. Tomorrow's happiness, we don't wait for we burn. And tonight, your soul is sad. It'll turn out nice again. It's only
bye. Cool FM 89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
It's Morning Radio, the Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Sweet harmony that's come together right now.
just what we need in the new year, isn't it? Sweet Harmony. That comes from the band Beloved. If you keep an eye on the time, by the way, we're 17 and a half minutes right now. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. So we've got a little while to go. We're going to take another piece or another piece of music. Then we'll check in and see how Yasmin spent her Christmas and New Year.
Oh,
And there we go. That's Al Johnson together with Gene Carner, and I'm back for more. Keep you knowing the time, 23 minutes, almost exactly, with about 10 seconds to go to the 23 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. And it is time this morning, after a long break, to say good morning, yes.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Happy New Year. Happy Christmas.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope everybody had one.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, how was yours? I'm intrigued to know.
Just resting at home, sleeping.
Right.
So that was good.
Oh, yeah, it was, you didn't party, no parties, no nothing?
No.
No, really? No. Did you go up into the hills, or?
No.
No, just stayed at home here?
Yeah.
Oh, that was exciting.
Yeah, and it was good, you know, not a lot of cars, so.
Yeah, and what about Ian? Was he out partying?
He was with his father on New Year's Eve.
Oh, okay.
And for Christmas, yeah, we had the family, but during the day, not at
mm-hmm.
night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, brilliant. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'll tell you what, I don't think I told the listeners anything, but of course, we went to our friend's Dinah's.
Oh, yes.
There, and she's got a lovely rooftop there in Casco.
Mm-hmm.
Casco. And it was really weird.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was. We were also commenting. I mean, a lot of our friends were away as well, so we didn't have as many people as normal. But the thing is, I had to get there a little bit early because I was setting up some music equipment. And we got a cab to get there for about, I think we got there about 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
We got to Casco and just drove straight in, straight round to where she lived. There was no traffic.
Wow.
And on the roof, normally there's at least another two or three rooftops, you know, that we can see fairly close to us that have big parties on usually. Mm-hmm. Nobody. Nothing.
Yeah.
It was really, really strange.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, when we came back at 4 o'clock in the morning,
mm-hmm.
I went to get a Uber. We only had to wait about a minute. And you know, sometime New Year, you have to wait, you know, 15, 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And but no. And coming out of Casco, there was no train. It was very, very strange. It's like everybody's left.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, after 2023, I'm not surprised, really, if everybody left. We said in the UK once when we had political issues, would the last person leaving the country turn the lights off? But no, it's very strange. I guess because we had very long holidays, I guess, really, for us, isn't it?
Yes.
Because if we have Christmas Day on a Sunday, you're basically screwed.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get a half day on Saturday anyway. It was very, very, very strange. Very strange.
Yeah.
So, there we go, yeah. And by the way, of course, we've got an important, because we've got the elections this year as well, don't
mm-hmm.
we? We've got a lot to think about this year.
Yes.
So, yes. Don't think there'll be anybody here then. But as I said earlier, the one thing that really summed up
mm-hmm.
2023 in Panama
mm-hmm.
was Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
When half the frigging country had no electricity.
Oh, yes, that was horrible.
I mean, I don't believe it. 10 o'clock in the morning, electricity went off. It didn't come back until about 3 in the afternoon or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, friends of Christina's, they have a bakery. They couldn't bake. They use electric ovens.
Exactly.
You know, people couldn't cook Christmas Eve dinners or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really just about summed up
yes.
the state of the country right now.
Yeah.
So no wonder everybody left. We're going to have to book a restaurant. Well, let's book it here. Let's go to Miami. So, it's very, very strange. Very strange.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's wish everybody very, first of all, healthy
mm-hmm.
and happy 2024.
Yes.
And let's keep our fingers crossed. There's still a human race at the end of 2024, the way things are going.
Yes.
Anyway, that's enough of that. What have you got? We've got Danilo coming in on Thursday, haven't we?
Oh, yes.
Danilo Perez is coming in.
And his birthday was like 2 days ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I mean, I know he's always listening. Danilo.
Yes. Yay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's give him one of these. Hey, there we go.
Today is the day we are celebrating you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Well, that's that out of the way. Even if we are a couple of days late. Yeah. Well, we weren't on the air, were we?
Yes, exactly.
So mm-hmm. that means then that, well, it's not too bad. That means Delian's birthday was, New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, at least he gets two Christmas presents. Not like some people. Anyway, congratulations. What is this? The 21st Jazz Festival coming up, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
21st, gosh.
Yes.
Yeah, congratulations on that. We'll be chatting all about it with Danilo on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And with a bit of luck, Patricia might join him.
Oh, yes.
You never know.
Yeah.
So, that's it. Mm-hmm. So, what have you got planned for this week? I mean, are you back working now?
Yeah, just working.
Yeah, I must think about going back to work as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This isn't work. Some people say, that's not work. I met a very nice lady at the party on Christmas Eve. Uh-huh. And forgive me if I've forgotten your name. I know it began with a J, if I remember right. It was a Jackie. And anyway, she was chatting. She said, I listen to your program every morning. You remind me of that movie, The Ship. I said, what, The Boat That Rocked? She says, that's the one. So it's all about pirate ship. In UK, yeah, pirate. You should watch it. You'd enjoy it. The Boat That Rocked.
And is she was from the UK?
No.
Ah. Okay.
but other people do watch it, apart from the Brits, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But no, The Boat That Rocked is a very good movie, because in sort of mid-60s,
mm-hmm.
These boats popped up, because the only radio we used to have then was the BBC,
mm-hmm.
which was very sort of stiff upper-lipped and didn't like pop music.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So these ships, there's a couple, Radio Caroline, Radio London, I think it was another one. They went out into international waters, just off the coast of England.
Mm-hmm.
And they blasted pop music into the country.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And believe it or not, this time, 1965, there are a few of the DJs from that time
mm-hmm.
are actually working now for the BBC
mm-hmm.
in their 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And... But that's what happened. The BBC had to give in because that's what the people wanted. And that's when they formed the new sort of radio programs. And they had that pop, they played pop music.
Wow.
And they took a lot of the DJs from the pirate ships.
Oh, wow.
So there we go. Yeah. That was... and then they've made a movie which is about a similar, you know, it's a similar sort of circumstance
mm-hmm.
Called The Boat That Rocked. And it's good fun.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, there you go, see? There's nothing boring about this program. What? Who said that? Oi, you know it's two-way communications here, don't you? Don't be so rude. we're in a good mood, aren't we, yes?
Oh, yes.
Don't know why, but... anyway, who have we got born in the world of music today?
Mm-hmm. Let's start with Christine Lavine.
Okay.
She was born in 1952.
Oh, all right.
Is a New York City-based singer, songwriter, and promoter of contemporary folk music. She has recorded numerous solo albums and has also recorded with other female folk artists under the name Four Bitchin' Babes.
Oh, how rude.
Yes.
Yes.
One of Lavin's songs is notable for having the longest known song title.
I know, it's incredible.
Which I'm not going to mention.
No, because it's too long.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes up half the program.
That's boring.
And not only that, we can't read for that long, can we?
Yeah.
So, it just so happens that the beginning of the single,
mm-hmm.
she's introducing the song herself.
Okay.
This song is called Regretting What I Said to You When You Called Me 11 o'clock on a Friday morning to tell me that at 1 o'clock Friday afternoon you're going to leave your office, go downstairs, hail a cab to go out to the airport to catch a plane to go skiing in the Alps for 2 weeks. Not that I wanted to go with you. I wasn't able to leave town. I'm not a very good skier. I couldn't expect you to pay my way, but after going out with you for 3 years, I don't like surprises. And it's subtitled A Musical Apology. In the song, I attempt to take back everything I said while standing in a phone booth on the corner of 49. I didn't mean it when I said I hope the cable in the elevator snaps when you step on board. And I was joking when I said I hope you crack your head and get mangled by the downstairs revolving doors. And I was kidding when I said I hope the number 103 wouldn't want to see your taxi on the 59th Street Bridge flip over and crash through the rail. And I'd feel bad if at the airport you were mistaken for a local sex offender, arrested, beaten up and thrown in jail. And I really don't want to see you getting radiation poisoning from the metal detector that all passengers on foreign and domestic flights must walk through. I'm sorry, forgive me for all the mean things I said to you. You thought I didn't have a temper. Ha, 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 surprise. But I really don't want to see you dismembered by the marijuana sniffing dogs when a simple little nipping would suffice, would suffice. And I'm sorry that I said I hope the plane explodes in midair as it carries you away from me. And I'm sorry that I said I hope you break both legs on the mountain while you ski. And I'm sorry for all the nasty things I said about your mother, even though we both know they're true. I'm sorry, forgive me. I'm swallowing my pride. I'd feel so guilty if you died. Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm still mad at you.
What some people write songs about. And I tell you what, you'd never have been able to buy the album if it was, you know, it might have been, I can't remember, what year was that released, did they say?
No.
But if you had to go in the shop, you'd never order it, would you?
Exactly.
Yeah. Have you got that record? No, hang on, I can't remember what it's called. Anyway, there we go.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Some crazier things have happened in the world of music, you know. There was a guy called Tiny Tim. Did you ever hear of him?
No.
He used to sing with a very, very sort of high-pitched voice, as if he was sitting on something sharp.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
And he
was successful.
And he was a little man?
No, he wasn't really.
Oh.
Yeah, he was a weird man, needless to say. But I'll have to see. I think I've got one or two of his songs. I'll see if I can dig them out. So, yeah, anybody else born in... Oh, I'll tell you what, we've got here, is it? Rowena's with us this morning, Rowena and Phil.
Because good morning.
They're not behind us in time now because they're in Mexico.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
They used to come. I hope they're going to visit us here in Panama because they used to come here. But the last couple of years they've been going to Mexico. Mm-hmm. Shame on you. Never mind. Come and visit us. She says, funny song, that one now. Yeah, quite amusing.
Yes.
Yeah. Who else we got here?
Okay, the next one is Roger Miller. He was born in 1936. Singer, guitarist, and TV star. In 1965, UK number one and US number four single, King of the Road. He won 4 Grammy Awards in 1965, including Best Country and Western Album. Roger died of lung cancer on October 25th, 1991, aged 56.
Shame, so young.
Mm-hmm.
Young.
Yes.
Trailer for sale already. That's how it begins, if I remember rightly.
Okay.
We'll have a listen.
Okay, sure.
All right.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Oh, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train. Destination Bangor, Maine. Whoa, worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means.
the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 four-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Trailers for sale, rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing.
There we go, 1965. Those were the days when I had a memory. I could remember the words.
Oh, yeah?
I was trying to find where I put a set of keys the other day, and I couldn't find them. I could probably remember where I put a set of keys in 1965, but I can't remember now. So there, I love that song. Roger Miller and King of the Road. It wasn't my original. There's another song that I remember from an artist. It was called Deck of Cards. It was a similar sort of, similar in a way. It was about the numbers of the cards or what were represented and what they meant and all this thing. Yes, we had weird music then.
Okay.
I must see if I can find that one.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what else have we got? Yes, anything exciting?
No.
Andreas isn't coming tomorrow, is he?
No, he's still in the beach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right for some. We can't complain. We had a week off, didn't we?
Yes, but yes. Alex is coming on Thursday.
Alex is coming on Thursday. He's going to be talking about CES, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
That'll be good. Exactly. I'd love to go to those things.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to have a look, see if I got T-I-N-Y-T-I-M, Tiny Tim. Oh, yes, you want to hear, I mentioned Tiny Tim, you want to hear, this is very serious music we had in these days. This is Tiny Tim's Tiptoe Through the Tulips. Are you ready?
Okay, yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
With me.
We go. How serious did we take our music then? Huh?
It wasn't that weird until I saw his photo.
You didn't think that was weird?
Do you think we should do the whole show?
I can't even get a high voice, let alone anything else.
I mean, it sounds like a woman.
So. Does it?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Just sounds weird for me. Yeah. Is he still around? Let me see. No, he died. He passed away at the age of 64 in 1996.
Ah, okay. Oh,
died in a bed of tulips.
Through the tulips.
And, yes, but she sang in a falsetto voice. I don't think it was false either.
Wow, that was really, really good.
And I tell you what, I found it.
You found one?
Yes, the other one. This isn't so weird. It's Wink Martindale. Uh-huh. And he made that song and sang the deck of cards.
Oh.
So you want to hear that one?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, really?
Sure.
Okay.
During the North African campaign, a bunch of soldier boys had been on a long hike, and they arrived in a little town called Casino. The next morning, being Sunday, several of the boys went to church. A sergeant commanded the boys in church, and after the chaplain had read the prayer, the text was taken up next. Those of the boys who had a prayer book took them out, but this one boy had only a deck of cards, and so he spread them out. The sergeant saw the cards and said, "Soldier, put away those cards." After the services were over, the soldier was taken prisoner and brought before the provost marshal. The marshal said, "Sergeant, why have you brought this man here?" "For playing cards in church, sir." "And what have you to say for yourself, son?" "Much, sir," replied the soldier. The marshal said, "I hope so, for if not, I shall punish you more than any man was ever punished." The soldier said, "Sir, I have been on the march for about 6 days. I have neither Bible nor prayer book, but I hope to satisfy you, sir, with the purity of my intentions." And with that, the boy started his story. "You see, sir, when I look at the ace, it reminds me that there is but one God, and the deuce reminds me that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New Testament. When I see the tray, I think of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And when I see the four, I think of the four evangelists who preached the gospel. There was Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And when I see the five, it reminds me of the five wise virgins who trimmed their lamps. There were 10 of them, 5 were wise and were saved. 5 were foolish and were shut out. When I see the 6, it reminds me that in 6 days God made this great heaven and earth. When I see the 7, it reminds me that on the 7th day God rested from his great work. And when I see the 8, I think of the 8 righteous persons God saved when he destroyed this earth. There was Noah, his wife, their sons, and their wives. And when I see the 9, I think of the lepers our Savior cleansed, and 9 out of the 10 didn't even thank him. When I see the 10, I think of the 10 commandments God handed down to Moses on a table of stone. When I see the king, it reminds me there is but one king of heaven, God Almighty. And when I see the queen, I think of the blessed Virgin Mary, who is queen of heaven, and the jack of knaves is the devil. When I count the number of spots on a deck of cards, I find 365, the number of days in a year. There are 52 cards, the number of weeks in a year. There are 4 suits, the number of weeks in a month. There are 12 picture cards, the number of months in a year. There are 13 tricks, the number of weeks in a quarter. So, you see, sir, my pack of cards serves me as a Bible, an almanac, and a prayer book. And friends, the story is true. I know. I was that soldier.
You know what his commanding officer did, don't you guess? He sentenced him to go away and make a record.
Oh, yes.
Yes, so we could all listen to it. I could do karaoke for that one. You're just saying it. He talks.
Yes. And talks.
Are you talking about me, or...?
Oh, wow.
Renee and Rick have joined us this morning.
Good morning.
Late. Mm-hmm. And why don't you do what Rowena and Phil have done, and let's go and live somewhere civilized like Mexico for a while? Then you could listen to us in the mornings, you know. But thank you for the lovely pictures. They've got some great pictures here about their area. Where they've got the snow on the ground, but you see the mountain in the background's got a lot of snow.
Oh.
So it's beautiful. Oh, lovely, yes. There. Well, anyway, wishing you a very, very happy new year. And that's to Renee and Rick. And by the way, if I remember rightly, you dropped us a little line just as we were closing, telling us that today is your dad's birthday.
Oh.
Can't say we're not efficient, can we? Oh, really? Yeah. No, we do. We're pretty good sometimes. I think we deserve a brownie point for that one, didn't we?
Oh, yes.
Yes, I think we do, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, let me go back, because I can go back in time here by just sort of skimming up here. See, this is when we were going away. I've gone back to October. It's like time travel, isn't it? By the way, you see those pictures of they dress their doggies up again.
Mm-hmm.
They look really happy, don't they? I mean, every time they dress them up, they send us pictures of the most miserable-looking dogs you've ever seen in your life. It's off, for heaven's sake, not again, not another holiday. At least it's better than Halloween, and they set light to us.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yes, I look back. 2nd of January is my dad's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
79.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. So do tell him we said hello.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
Yes, it's important because it's not like us to remember things. Look, more sad dogs for New Year. Look at the expression on that face. Oh, dear, oh, dear. You know you can be done for cruelty.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, lovely to hear from you. That's Renee and Rick there, up there in the cold, but lovely, lovely place. Was it Oregon, isn't it, where they are?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, yes, well, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, you too.
And I think I'm going to sort of try and wind up today with one of my favourite songs,
mm-hmm,
from Roberta Flack.
Oh, yes.
Here we go. I bet you can't guess which one it is.
Mm-hmm.
Can you? No.
I don't know.
Killing Me Softly.
Oh, yes, of course.
Song.
Mm-hmm. Singing my life with his song, killing me softly, his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing with his song.
And there we go. This is a nice way to end the program, isn't it? Yes.
Exactly. I love that song.
We survived.
Mm-hmm.
We got the first one of the new year out of the way. It's downhill all the way from here then, really.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, too, and everybody.
And indeedy. And a big thanks this morning, of course, also go out to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for checking in with us after the holidays. And to, as I say, Yasmin, for who was born in the state, managed to find a couple of people, one weird one, one not so weird. Only just. So big thanks to Yasmin. And a big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby. He's back here in Panama. He's going to be here for a couple of months, which is all rather nice. He was here celebrating New Year with us. And so big thanks to him. He gets a lot of our background information, including some of the birthdays and other bits and pieces as well, which we're going to start adding more into the program. So big thanks to Neil. Big thanks to the boys and girls at Grupo Grada, who get us up and running. Wishing them all a very, very happy, or healthy first, and happy and prosperous new year. Zach, if you're there listening, a very, very happy new year to you, and thanks for all the work you do for us during the year. Also, we say big thank you to who? You, our listeners, our advertisers, and sponsors. By the way, we don't have any at the moment. If you'd like to advertise with us, or whatever with us here on the programme, just drop us a line on 677-18822. 677-18822. All right? And that's it till tomorrow. And tomorrow is Wednesday, our midweek program already. So anyway, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, what do we say? Please, please, please do it carefully, all right? What do we want to be doing tomorrow at 7? Talking to you, not talking about you. All right, so from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby.